bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again we come before you. Lord, we ask that you enlighten our hearts, that you speak the words and we hear, and take them to heart, O God, to help us to live for you and to see how you have not only opened the gospel to us, but how you are willing to help us live day by day so that we can show your glory and your honor to those round about us. Be with our message now and watch over us. In Jesus' name, amen. The gospel text for today is found in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Let us stand at the reading of God's holy word. On the last day, that great day of the feast, when Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. These were thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. You may be seated. How thirsty are you? We say we get thirsty every day and many times a day, and that is true. And so as we thirst for water, we go to the fountain or we take a bottle of water and we take a drink, and it quenches our thirst. We take that same bottle of water with us, and as we get thirsty, we drink. Christ wants us to drink of his word. Christ wants us to drink of his glory and of his majesty. Christ wants us to realize that he is the one that died on Calvary's tree, and we see the cross before us, which represents where Christ died 2,000 years ago. We find that in this death, he overcame Satan. He won that battle of victory for us. He did away with sin and the spiritual death, if we trust and believe in him. If we go back into our Old Testament lesson, we find that Isaiah 12 is considered a hymn of praise. And as we look at that portion of scripture, we find that it is a hymn of praise, and it's one that could be sung. And the Jews used to sing that particular message in many times. We see this and we say, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid." You know, we have been told and we have taught and we have read that fear of being afraid does not come from God. And that's true, because God is love. And God in his love, you will find that perfect love casts out fear. And in that casting out of fear, we have been cast away, or we have cast away, the fear of eternal punishment, because we have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. We find that God is our salvation, that God has given us the word in more places than not. And we find that many people refuse to listen. Many people will say, "I know the answer, and it has to be my way." We find in our own lives, because of the way we have lived, we have made trouble for ourselves and maybe for some of those around us. And yet many of them will forgive us and will continue on, and yet we have some that will hold it against us, and we don't know what to do. So we look to ourselves to try and answer the question. And yet we find if we claim Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we claim that Christ is living in our heart, we claim that God is our salvation, that through the cross, we have come to the cross and we have repented of our sin, we have asked God then, or Christ, to enter our heart and to give us that peace that we can have, that love for others that he has for us, that his mercy not only is new every morning, that we would have mercy on those who have wronged us. And yet we find that many times we fail because we try and do it man's way. And we see in this hymn of praise that as we praise God and we call upon his name and we declare his deeds, that the more we do this, and we do it in sincerity and truth, the more we find Christ wanting and willing to dwell in us and our hearts willing to turn to Christ and to live for him day by day. We find also then, as we look into the epistle lesson, and John is great. He tries to show us the love of Christ and the love of God in our hearts. And as this portion of scripture was read, how many realized what was being read? When we look at it, this we know, that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before God. We assure our hearts before God that we have Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that this love that God has shown us by giving us his only begotten Son is one that will save us and we will not perish because we have come to the foot of the cross in sincerity and truth, that as we come to the cross, we have admitted that we can do nothing on our own, but it's Christ living in us. We have to pray, of course, daily, that it's not us, but the Lord working through us. You know, some time ago, there was a man that preached the word, and people didn't believe him. And that man was taken to task, and the people wanted him done away with. That's Jesus Christ. Remember, he was arrested. He was shouted down. Pilate says, "What should I do with this man? I find no fault in him." And they shouted down, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And Jesus has told us, because they do not believe you, remember, they did not believe me. And if they did not believe me, they will not believe what you have to say. If they persecute me, they're going to persecute you. But Jesus says, and God told Jeremiah and many of the other prophets, remember, they are not rejecting you, they're rejecting me, God says, when they try and shout you down or when they don't believe what you have told them. You see, we have the love of God in our hearts and in our life. And even in this part of the country, we feel we are safe, yet we find Satan busy at work amongst the people and amongst many different organizations even, to do away with God and the belief in God. Satan wants us to think that we are doing it on our own. And yet, John tells us, he says, that if we believe in God, and if our heart does not condemn us, we have peace with God. But if our heart or our conscience condemns us, we are to come on our knees, repent, and confess any wrongdoing before the Lord. And he will certainly forgive us our sins. And as we trust in him, he will give us the answers to life. And he will help us through much of what our problems may be. We find then that if we keep God's commandments, he lives in us and through us. And as he lives in us and through us, we find that he can take and work mighty works in us. In our scripture text today, Jesus stood up on the last day of the feast. And the last day of the feast, they had a big celebration in which they brought in extra water and did all their ceremonies, recalling how Moses had struck the rock and gotten water for them. Jesus cries out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink of the water which I have to give. Let him come to me, and I will give him rivers of flowing water," and that's through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had not been given yet at that time, but today we have Christ in us as we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. God has promised us to send us a comforter. Jesus says, "I will pray the Father, and he will send you a comforter, and me and my Father will come and abide with you. And as we abide with you and you with us, you will be not only taught, but your conscience can tell you if you're living right for the Lord too. And we know in which we should live, that we show Christ in our love for our brother and sisters, and that we do not want to do them any wrong. Yes, we will have hard times in this life, yet we can trust in God and realizing it's not us, it's God working through us. And through that, we find so very plainly that Christ can work with us and through us. And we look into Isaiah chapter 55, which is answers what Christ is saying. And in verse 1, it tells us, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy, and eat." God is telling us he will give us freely of his goodness and his mercy as we trust in him. And we find that the invitation to an abundant life comes free as we have Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. And as you would go down in Isaiah 55, it's a great chapter if you haven't read it. And God says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly forgive." God's mercy is everlasting. You see, Jesus preached to the crowd 2,000 years ago. And yet, we see even today where people will not accept what we are telling them. People will go against what we say. And people will not understand that Christ is our anchor in which we have salvation. That Christ is the one that we serve. That it's Christ that leads us and guides us each step of the way. And in this guiding, we find that God will keep us in his care. Yes, as Christians in this world of sin, we find we may suffer many things. Yet we find that even the apostles were all killed for their faith. They were willing to die because they knew that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. They knew Jesus gave them that water that never quits flowing, the water from the Holy Spirit. And we can have that same water and we can have that same drink as we trust in God above all things. As we trust in God because He has not only saved us, but He is willing to give us that water as we come to Him day by day. How do we do that? Someone might ask. And we learn of God, and Jesus says, learn of me through the scripture, through Bible studies, through reading, through prayer, through assembling together and encouraging one another. And so we do these things, and yet we find that so many people that don't have Christ still don't come to church or to Bible studies. So we have to go out to them. And as we go out in our businesses and in our daily tasks in the stores or where we have a business in which to take care of, do we and are we willing to let Christ shine out through our lives? That if we have opportunity to speak of our Lord and the graciousness of His love, that we are willing to stand up and tell these people about the Lord. That doesn't mean that every time you go into a store, you stop somebody and ask them if they have Christ. But do they see Christ in you? Are they willing to follow that Christ that they see in you? Or do they see in you something different where you are only for yourself? Do you show then the true love of God? Do you show that river of flowing water which Jesus says He will give you? And many times I think we find that we plug up that river so it doesn't run very good, and we maybe don't show Christ in our daily lives. Yet we know that we come to God, and as we seek Him and call upon Him, He will lead us and guide us. For He tells us that our thoughts are not His thoughts. Therefore, if we think we can solve the problems by ourselves without His help, we are sadly mistaken. Even some of the smallest problems, we find that God will answer our prayers, and God will take away maybe the smallest thing that seems to be hindering us in our work. We find sometimes we can shoot, I call them shooting arrow prayers to God for something when we need it immediately, and God will answer. God says, I've already sent the answer to you, and I'm waiting for you to ask so I can give it to you. It's there waiting. And we find many times that people don't want that. People would rather go their own way, and that they would do their own thing. I once knew a man, and him and I had a large discussion on salvation. And that man very adamantly expressed that he was partly saved and he would get finished getting saved later. That's not how it works. We find, I seen that man a couple of years later, and he tried to avoid me as much as he could. I knew why, because Satan had taken over his life, and he didn't want no part of me telling him about salvation. But he still wanted to have the look of righteousness, and yet he didn't have God, or he didn't have Jesus as his personal Lord. You see, when we meet these people, we have to be able to explain to them that if God calls them out of the world, they will not be in heaven, but they will face a fateful life or eternity of hell because they have only tried to pretend they're good and they've tried to do it in their own will and in their own way. They have not accepted Christ. They have not come to him. They have not drank from that fountain which gives living water. They have not sought the Lord, and they have let their wicked thoughts control them. Yet they look and they want people to think they're good. Yes, we do have a job as Christians. We not only want to drink from that water that God gives us, but we want Christ to lead us day by day. And as he leads us, we will find that we can step out of our comfort zone and that we can stand up for him regardless of where we are or what the situation is. That God will be blessed and his name will be glorified. And if we have to suffer for him, we can praise God as Peter and John did when they were kicked out of the temple and as they were beaten by the Sanhedrin and told to never preach Christ again. They went home praising God that they were worthy of suffering for their Lord and Savior Jesus. Are we willing to stand up and say, thank you, Lord, for letting me suffer for you? Or do we say, I thought I would never have to suffer because I have you as my Lord? Jesus said, they rejected me, they will reject you. Because this world is a sinful world, and until Satan is put completely under the feet of Jesus Christ, he will continue going out and trying to get people to work against God. He will continue trying to get people to feel good but not accept Christ in their heart as their personal Lord and Savior. We must pray. We must make sure our salvation is good and right and strong in the Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And if we believe in that begotten Son, which is Jesus Christ, we will have eternal life. And in that eternal life, we will have blessings forever and forever. And as we look out beyond our life here on earth and into eternity, we can see God's glory, we can see God's peace, and that peace which passes all understanding is ours today as we walk with him day by day. And we find our conscience would not condemn us, but would help us to praise and sing praises to God above all things, that we would be able to stand up and that the Holy Spirit will give us the words in which to speak as he wants us to not only step out of our comfort zones, but that we would be able to preach his word to those round about us, that we would be willing to go out from our churches and our homes, and that wherever we meet those that are not saved, we would be able to bring them or let them at least know Jesus loves them. And in the love that Jesus has for them, they can have eternal life if they give their hearts and lives to him. You see, many people know about God in their head, but not in their heart. And they think head knowledge is all you need. Yet we know, and we've had the experience that Jesus has to live in our heart. The love of Christ has to flow out from us as the fountain of life and the rivers of water which Christ gives us. And we are willing then to do what God wants us to do, to praise God and to glorify his holy name regardless of what happens to us. We are priests and servants of Christ. We are inheritance of heaven, and we will be rewarded with a crown of life in eternity as we trust in him and come to him and let him live such a way that his life is seen in us and through us, that he is glorified, not we ourselves. We pray then that God will watch over us and keep us in all things, that as he does this, he will help us to step out and tell those round about us that we not only need Christ daily, but we want him to touch the hearts and lives of those who are not saved, that they too would give their hearts and lives to Christ, that even though the world is against Christ and against us because we have Jesus as our personal Lord, we know God will bless us day by day. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would watch over us and keep us. Lord, that we know your thoughts are above our thoughts, that we would seek you, that we would call upon you, and that the wicked would turn from their wicked ways, that we would have that fountain of life, that living water flowing out from us to those round about us. Help us, Lord, to be your servants, not only today, but always. In Jesus' name, amen.